This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues, brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, LANL 6 given fines, fees, and probation. Six protesters were arrested and charged at the entrance to Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, last August during the commemoration of the 67th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Their trial was held Wednesday, January 9, 2013, in the Los Alamos Municipal Court. The presiding judge, Alan Kirk, passed sentence before 2 p.m. after hearing testimony from two Los Alamos police officers and from each of the defendants. The defendants were Benjamin Abbott, Catherine Euler, Pamela Gilchrist, Janet Greenwald, Barbara Grothas, and Kathy Sullivan, known since August as the LANL 6. They, along with a number of anti-nuclear groups, were granted a permit to demonstrate during the August 6th commemoration at the intersection of Diamond Drive and Hamus Road. The six remained in the crosswalk after Los Alamos Police Department, LAPD, Deputy Chief of Police Kevin Perdiman warned them three times, and Police Chief Commander Wayne Tropy warned them once that if they did not leave, they would be subject to arrest. After the fourth warning, they were immediately arrested and charged at the county jail with refusal to obey an officer, obstruction of traffic, and trespass. At the trial, the judge upheld the first two charges but dismissed the charges for trespass. He fined each defendant $200 for the two counts, $82 in court fees, probation for 1 year, and a $60 probation fee. The defendants have 15 days to decide whether to pay the fines and fees or to appeal. If they fail to pay the fines within 30 days, they could face jail time. During the trial, County Prosecutor A.J. Salazar made it clear that the defendants were charged for criminal actions, not for protesting. The judge permitted attorney Jeffrey Haas, representing the LANL 6, to question the defendants individually about their personal histories and beliefs. All of them have studied the nuclear industry and participated in life-affirming activism at Los Alamos and elsewhere, including England. Among other concerns, they expressed their distress about genetic damage from radiation exposure, the apparent failure of the United States to honor the obligations of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and the vast sums of money invested at LANL toward non-productive ends at a time when world crises such as climate change need attention. Before the trial, the anteroom of the municipal court was packed with supporters while others stood outside with signs. The fire code limited the number of observers to 53. Some of the 20 or so additional supporters were able to enter as observers left, while others remained in the anteroom to await the decision of the judge. This has been the CCNS News Update. To learn more about nuclear weapons and waste issues, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.